Hey there, welcome to episode 30 of Hike Your Own Hike. It is Sunday morning. Woke up this morning at about 4:50 to get on the road to head up to Newaygo and go on a nice 11-mile hike with a good buddy of mine, Rich App. And it's perfect day, no bugs. Started out probably about 60 degrees. It's starting to get a little bit warmer, but just a beautiful day. I don't think there's a cloud in the sky. And seeing some cool stuff. But Rich is here, so I'm going to have him talk about his perspective of the trail.
So this is the... Oh, hey, y'all. This is the third time that I've actually hiked in Michigan in, like, years. And it's really for no reason that I just hadn't. My buddy Pete has been asking me to go for like way too long, and I'm like, no. Well, recently I'm on this deal to walk a ridiculous amount of steps in a 6-week period, and so I'm doing that. And I actually played a little lazy yesterday, knowing I was going to walk more today, but by Monday I'll be at about 600,000 steps. In about 4 weeks. And so I want to keep going, and I get to do it with my buddy Pete, who I never see, and we are actually experiencing what is just ridiculous. It's so beautiful. And like, as a guy that likes to take photos, I'm like super jazzed about being here. So that's me, Pete. That's me. I'm going to pass the phone back to Pete, because honestly, if we don't have microphones and do this, all you're going to hear is two guys going, because they have to hold on to a phone while talking.
No, yeah, it is just one of those days. It's been a long time. I just realized that I hadn't posted anything since Father's Day, but it's been a really, really busy summer. And I have actually, I know the last few times I talked about the fact of someone camping or on the trail. I think we're going to wake them up. But
total distance 5 miles. Total time 2 hours, 4 minutes and 38 seconds. Split pace 22 minutes, 48 seconds per mile.
Anyway, so the last time I was talking about how I wasn't getting out and walking as much and getting into the woods. But I have been doing that intentionally each week, which has felt really, really good. I feel like stress is, the stress level in me is lower than it's ever been. And I think it's because I'm spending that time being out in the woods and going on more of these long distance hikes. So I've also been walking at a lot slower pace and thinking about the surroundings around me and paying attention more to the moment than dragging my problems along with me out into the woods. But I think it's helping get a little bit different perspective.
And one of the things I said to Pete is like, I want to figure out the right way to be as lazy as possible, but be in shape. And I love to take photos, and we're in like the most majestic thing in the world at the perfect time. I mean, it's about 9 o'clock. Still just starting to sweat. Yeah, we're walking at a slow pace, but taking a bunch of cool photos. I told Pete that I was going to share them with him when he posts this, and if you want to follow more photos, you can do that with Pete or me on that, on Instagram, but otherwise I don't want to bore you, because it's really about being out in the woods, and this is out of control cool. In fact, I'm going to stop a minute and take a photo, because I can.
Yeah, and I think that's the one of the things that we've been talking about is the fact that so many people never experience this because, you know, A, either they don't want to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning to go out into the woods and do something like this. They, you know, you think about how that situation would be in your mind, and usually it's scary. You know, you don't know who's out there. You don't know what animals are out there. You're thinking about all the bugs and all the horrible way that it could be. And you think about that so much that you never actually go do it. But once you get out here, you realize none of that stuff really exists. And then you can just take it in. And I think, you know, over time, as I've talked about in some of the other times that I've posted on here, is you end up spending a lot of the first part of your time out in the woods not experiencing or noticing anything because you're up in your head and you can't get out of there. And then eventually, when you break free from that, there's like this peaceful quiet that comes over and you start to notice things that are around you. And that's when it's super cool. So I think it's good to... I think that's like a muscle that we have to exercise, because if we don't, then we get stuck with all of those voices and all of the thoughts and concerns and anxiety that we're running around in our head, that we just never get to the point where we can release from that. And that's exhausting, and stress is the thing that actually kills us. So it's good to eliminate that.
Well, I'll tell you, I've never thought about it, but at the same time, I've never, I guess... things are different in this world. And it's like I said to you before, I love to take photos. I love to be out in nature. It's a pain in the ass to go out with a lot of gear and, you know, be slow. But, like, a 22-minute pace isn't super fast. It's not at all. But we're in the woods. It's the first time in here for me, and I'm stopping and checking stuff out. But at the end of the day, we're going 11 miles. So say whatever you want. We're walking 11 miles today. And I'm going to take a bunch of kick-ass photos. And it's like brain floss when you're out here. Holy shit. We talk so much. You know, Pete and I are, we're doing this together. We're seeing each other a little bit here and there. We talk on the phone. We're engaging in a lot of different ways. But like being out here, we don't have to talk about this event that's coming up or this or this or this. It's out in the woods. And it's, I mean, it makes your body feel good, but... like, what we're looking at right now, the light that's coming in through these trees this morning is truly magical. And we've seen one tent, one hammock, and zero people this so far. And I think we're between 4.5 and 5 miles in. Is that right?
I just went over 5 miles.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just relaxing, peaceful, quiet. And you don't need to have like music to bother you, because there is music going on with the birds, and no breeze today. But
listening to that woodpecker chirping this morning was awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was an eaglet, and then it was about a 2-inch tall woodpecker that wasn't pecking wood. But
look at this path right here. Look at how naturally beautiful this is. I mean,
I love the smell. We're walking through a grove of pine trees right now, and it's just fresh and clean. And yeah, it's awesome. But, you know, you think about when you come out in the woods, the big thing is unplugging, you know, from being in town, or unplugging from technology. But having technology with you, like a phone, it could be disruptive, but when you use it to capture the moment, it provides an opportunity for you to go back to that moment. You know, like you're having a really shitty day and you're all stressed out, and you can pull out your phone and take a look at when you were at that trail at 6:45 in the morning and the sun was just coming up over that dam. It kind of helps you chill out a little bit.
Well, and the truth of the matter is once you... I'm super new to knowing about the North Country Trail, but this trail is kept beautifully. I'm a super novice, because the last time that I really hiked and camped, I was in my 20s. Now I'm in my late 40s, like almost 50. And I'm up here, and this is super easy to navigate. And it's beautiful. And when I was a kid, you were cracking your face on a lot of trees walking through the woods like this. Out here, these trails are wide. I mean, it's not threatening one bit. There's no garbage. There's really no pollution out here. You know, you don't hear cars. You know, there's people probably pissed off that they hear Pete and I talking while we're panting heavily, but you know what? They're not the first people to hear that, unfortunately. So, bastards. It was going so nice, and then Rich started talking. You know?
But yeah, the only unpleasant portion of the entire trip is when you're the person that's following behind the other one, because neither Rich nor I are anything to look at, and especially looking at the back side as we're walking across.
I'll tell you, that actually makes the walk go faster, because I'm like, I can't look at this ass.
All right.
Pants that sound like corduroys.
They are corduroys. I'm trying to lose. That's part of my weight loss program.
Once they get to a certain level of dampness, the sound really kicks up. I'll tell you what. It's almost vulgar to see. But at the same time, I keep walking by. I guess it's my fault.
All right, that's enough. We're far enough off the rails. It's plus we've been talking too long. It's time to go back to the quiet nature. I put the duct tape back on Rich's mouth. I might actually untie his hands, but
you know what? I like the certain level of discipline I've got going right now. It's fine. We don't have to work on. I'm good. No duct tape, but you know what? Hands are fine.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you next time. Later.